Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Democrats have figured it out. The media has figured it out. And they have learned their lesson from the massive loss on Tuesday in the elections in Virginia and everywhere else they were around the country. They have learned their lesson about what just happened in New Jersey, even though they still retained governorship. With Murphy there, they almost lost it, right? In a state they should never lose. It's a hardcore, leftist socialist state in New Jersey. They've got 1.1 million more registered Democratic voters than Republicans. They almost lost, and they have figured it out. They are understanding what they did wrong. They understand they've overstepped. They understand that Americans don't like to be called racist. They understand that mothers don't like to be called domestic terrorists. They understand that the economy is dismal and terrible, and they can't just keep running off of division in this country and the issue of racism. Did I sell that to you well? I was really trying to sell that. You might be sensing a little bit of sarcasm there because, no, they didn't learn any of that. You want to know how they're going to win the midterm elections? It's clear. They've got a playbook. Are you ready for it? We have put together a montage of Democrats and the media saying the only reason why Democrats lost on Tuesday is because Americans are racist. This is the game plan for the midterm elections, folks.
Glenn Youngkin played the race card for a reason, because he knows it works on certain white voters.
He did stoke white grievance politics to mobilize the Republican base.
I love this. White grievance politics. He did spoke the racism of whiteness, and it works, right? This is the media, the most brilliant political minds that you can hire to put on TV. This is their takeaway from an election that had nothing to do with race. You have an African-American woman, an immigrant, who became the lieutenant governor, the first African-American to ever be elected to statewide office, on top of the fact she's a woman, elected by Republicans, and this is their response to it. You have a Latino, the first Latino elected man ever in Virginia to a statewide office as the AG, and this is the media's response to what happened. You have a white guy that is on the ballot against another white guy in Virginia. And this is what they say about the racism of the election. And that how do you stoke racism when it's a white guy, Terry McAuliffe, like one of the whitest crackers I've ever met? A rich white dude, a WASP, like as white as it gets, an elitist white guy. How do you then use racism against him? I'm just curious. I'm wondering here. Look at the governor in New Jersey. How is there race involved with another rich white elitist? Just asking. I'm just curious. I want to know. How does that work? It doesn't make any sense, but this is how out of touch they are. They are going to do everything they can to divide us as a nation solely based on the color of your skin, which is exactly why they're teaching critical race theory to your kids, which is exactly the reason why they want to indoctrinate your kids to believe that America is a horrible racist place, because they cannot win on ideas. These are the most brilliant political minds they can hire, and this is literally their reaction to a beatdown of socialist ideas that have nothing to do with race by Republican candidates who are minorities.
He's laundered Trump's really sort of disgusting, flagrant out-racism. Yep. He's wrapped it in education.
Yep. Education, right. Which is code for white parents don't like the idea of teaching right. about race.
Yes, white parents. You white parents don't like teaching your kids about race. So we're going to come after you, white parents. That's racism, by the way, to say it the way that she has said it. That is actual racism that is coming through the speakers and coming through the TV screens from MSNBC. This is what their takeaway is from the election. And I'm so glad this is their takeaway. One of the commentators said, quote, this is about the fact that a good chunk of voters are more than okay with white supremacy. Then why did they reelect a lieutenant governor who's an immigrant, who's a woman, who is African-American to statewide office the first time ever as a Republican in Virginia? I'm just asking. I'm asking for the African-American woman that you guys totally overlook. You broke away from her acceptance speech, and you act like she never even got elected. You certainly don't celebrate it because, oh my gosh, she's a Republican. How do you explain a Latino lieutenant or a Latino AG getting elected? And I will remind you, the Democrats had the whitest cracker white, waspy, rich, white country club candidates you could possibly get in Virginia and New Jersey. You guys ran white dudes. You're the ones in Virginia that have people that dressed up in blackface and still supported them in office. And this is your takeaway from election night Tuesday? Please don't learn from your mistakes, because we will beat you nationwide if you guys keep this up.
That's the fundamental problem for these parents and this anti-CRT movement. They don't like the
way... I love
this.
The anti-CRT movement, right? The critical race theory parents. You parents, you racists. You don't want your kid to be ashamed of the color of their skin. You're a racist. We're going to shut you up, you racist. This is the problem with you parents. This is how much hate they have for you parents, by the way. This is the Democratic Party, the Socialist Communist Democratic Party. This is how angry they are that you didn't vote for them. And now they're going to double down. You're a bunch of racists if you don't vote for us. Remember this playbook back in 2008? Remember when Barack Obama was running for president and many of the Democrats out there were saying that if you don't vote for Barack Obama, you're a closet racist? Right? Like if you vote for John McCain, you're a racist. Right? You're going back to your racist ways, because if you really, really check your heart, you're not voting for Barack Obama, it's not because he's a liberal. No, you're not voting for him because he's a racist. Or excuse me, because you're a racist. Now, in every election before, you could have voted against the Bill Clintons of the world, the Dukakis's of the world. You could have voted against these hardcore lefties, the John Kerry's of the world. And that was okay. You weren't racist because they were white. But now that we've given you a black candidate who believes in the same exact things as all the other white guys did that we gave you 4 years ago and 4 years before that and 4 years against that, and you have a history consistently of voting against leftist ideas from white guys, if you vote against Barack Obama, you're a closet racist. You need to check your heart. You're a real racist if you don't vote for him. That's exactly what they're saying this time. You vote for any one of these Republicans, you're a racist. Well, hold on. The guys you're running are white. We just elected a bunch of black people. We just elected a bunch of people based on what they said, not the color of their skin. We don't want you to divide the country on race. We don't want you to teach children that they should be ashamed of the color of their skin. In critical race theory, indoctrinating them that if you're white, you should be ashamed. Right? That's not what we want. We don't want that in America. Oh, no, no. Now it's you parents. We're coming after you. How dare you not understand that your children are racist? How dare you not understand that you're a racist because you didn't vote for who I told you to vote for? You know what the scary part is? I've only played you 30 seconds of the media's losing their mind on this, saying you're a racist if you voted for any of these other candidates. You parents are racist. I've still got another 2 minutes to go. And this is just the initial reaction to the bloodbath on Tuesday night for the Democratic Party. And this is their takeaway. Anyone that voted for a black woman in Virginia as a lieutenant governor over a white cracker that the Democrats ran in Terry McAuliffe, an elitist, you're a racist. Virginia lieutenant governor Winsome Sears, totally overlooked by the media. None of them talking about what she did. None of them talking about the American dream that she's living out. A small business owner, a state legislator, a Republican. This is the definition of the American dream. And they didn't even cover it. Why? Because it's too threatening to their power and their control. Here's the one thing I know. The domestic terrorists would not be silenced on election night. You call mothers domestic terrorists, they'll show up and they'll vote you out of office. You tell mothers they can't control their kids' lives and can't decide what they do and don't do, they will kick your AWS to the curb.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you. When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
We didn't realize it until we started
getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god,
you were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young kids and
so self-involved
egomaniacs and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them, as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
If Democrats continue to totally not understand what America just said to them, this is going to be amazing for freedom and for democracy and for conservative ideals come the midterm elections. They didn't learn anything from Tuesday, apparently. Except to go back to the only thing they need to offer. They can't run on the economy, call everybody a racist. They can't run on calling parents domestic terrorists. Okay, well, then just call them racist. They can't run on critical race theory. Okay, so call them racist, right? Anyone that disagrees with us is a racist. That's all they have to offer. They can't run on Joe Biden's competency, so let's just yell everybody that they're a racist. Everybody's a racist until further notice. If you don't do what we tell you to do, you don't get the jab, you're a racist. You don't vote for a candidate, you're a racist. You don't get your kids a jab, you're a racist. You're a murderer, you're a terrorist, you're a domestic terrorist, we'll name call you, and that's how they're going to get you to vote for them. This is their whole entire game plan.
Whiteness is being portrayed as new, more inclusive lessons.
This wasn't about those pocketbook issues. This was about how white kids feel talking about what black kids go through.
The subtext of all this was, we can't let these black and brown people run the country.
Yeah, we just elected a black and a brown person to run Virginia. But you're right. We can't let a black and brown person run this country. Okay, listen very carefully to what I just played for you one more time. And listen to the context of what they're saying right now and how amazing it truly is. They are literally, anyone on these panels could have said, time out. The Republicans just made history tonight electing an African-American immigrant to be the lieutenant governor for the first time ever in the history of the state under either party. And you want me to believe that tonight was about racism? And the AG is Latino? You want me to believe this is about racism? Like, you guys are insane. They are insane, by the way. And it's also insane that the networks, this is their takeaway from the election night.
Teaching about race.
That's the fundamental problem for these parents and this anti-CRT movement. They don't like the way whiteness is being portrayed in these new, more inclusive lessons.
These new, more inclusive lessons. Well, hold on. Earlier, I was told by the same people on TV that critical race theory isn't even being taught in Virginia. Now you're admitting that critical race theory is being taught in Virginia and New Jersey. So which one is it, you idiots on the left? These are the most brilliant minds in the movement on TV that you can hire to give you analysis of the left. And this is all they bring to the table.
This wasn't about those pocketbook issues. This was about how white kids feel talking about what black kids go through.
The subtext of all this was, we can't let these black and brown people run the country.
Glenn Youngkin running on critical race theory that he knew hit a chord around race.
I think all the CRT stuff is trumped up dog whistling.
Some of it was dog whistle racism.
The dog whistle messaging that you saw Youngkin engage in during the course of the campaign.
CRT is in the latest line of school busing, crosstown busing, welfare queens. You have it. It's in that same line, and you saw it in the results.
I love how they do this. This is literally Meet the Press Daily, MSNBC. Welfare queens. They're all racist. They just elected a black woman. That's how racist them Republicans are. Yeah, they're all racist down there. They're all against these welfare queens. Hell, they took an immigrant black woman. They gave her a job as a lieutenant governor of the state. Made history. They're a bunch of racists down there. Yeah, that's what they is. All you racists down there. Yeah, Republicans were so racist. We just elected two minorities to statewide office in Virginia the first time ever. Something Democrats have never done. Yep, they're a bunch of racists.
Of the campaign.
CRT is in the latest line of school busing, crosstown busing, welfare queens. You have it. It's in that same line. And you saw it in the results in Virginia.
It's more palatable.
You saw it in the results in Virginia. An African-American woman, I say it over and over again because I need to hit the point home, was elected by Republicans for the first time ever in statewide office. Democrats have never done that. Democrats ran the whitest, richest white crackers you could find in statewide elections, and they lost. And now they want to say the Republicans who elected minorities are the racists.
Republican who still uses the same racist themes that Trump did. He just packaged them in a soccer dad sweater vest model.
Yes, let's mock the guy who just became the governor. He's a soccer dad sweater vest tool bag. He's really a Klansman. He's just a little bit smoother than Trump. Let's connect everything back to Trump, right? Because anybody that voted for Trump's a racist. Remember, that's now fact in this country. That's now fact. Okay? Fact. It is fact now. Fact. Fact. It's 100% a fact. You are a racist if you voted for Trump. Plain and simple. That's what you are. You are always going to be a racist because we're the Democrats and this is what we have to offer. This is all we have to offer. This is the whole ball game, folks. This is it. Do we have ideas? No. Nope, we don't have ideas. We have no ideas. Well, hold on a second. You don't have any ideas? No. You don't have any ideas? You don't have anything to bring to the table? You don't have ways to make this country a great country? No. So all you do is play the race card, and that's what you're offering the American people. This is why we're going to win. Okay? This is it. This is exactly why we are going to win. This is why we are going to have a huge victory in the midterms if we focus and we keep our head down. If they can't come up with anything better than what we just went through, there is no way that they will ever be able to get it together coming. I mean, what are they going to run on? You got people that as New York City enforces their vaccine mandates, you still have 18 fire companies out of service. You think people are going to be okay with that? Republicans are now the terror threat. Remember that when I played you that? You know, Al-Qaeda wasn't white, number one, right? Well, they're saying, well, these new parents, you guys are the biggest racists in the world. Right? You're the biggest racist that we have ever seen in this country. And you are the threat to this country. That's what we're going to tell you. That's who you are. That's what you are. This is our last stand. Racism or bust.
Idea that we cannot talk about America's history because it hurts my feelings. He's turned that into a campaign.
White voters do have anxiety about a changing America, right? That it is.
We just voted in an African-American woman. And we just voted. They're still celebrating it. And a Latino man to be the AG of the state. And then there's CNN's recap. Well, let's wrap this up. What does this mean tonight? Well, America still has a Republicans still have a problem with black people, people of color.
White voters do have anxiety about a changing America, right? That it is blacker, it is browner.
You've got the Republicans yelling like, hey, look, the black and brown folks are coming for us.
Some Republican candidates are perfectly willing to use race as a motivating factor for their base. That has gone on for decades and it happened this year.
Race is just the most palpable tool in the toolkit. Used to be of the Democratic Party back right. In the day when there were Dixiecrats, and now of the Republican Party.
This is about the fact that a good chunk of voters out there are okay with white supremacy. Let's call a thing a thing. Actually, scratch that. They are more than okay.
They are more than okay with white supremacy. That's why we just elected two minorities. You figured it out.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
we didn't either when we were watching this. That's the thing. That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god!
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young kids
and so self-involved,
egomaniacs, and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them, as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
So you're either a racist, even if you vote for an African-American woman to become a lieutenant governor, or a Hispanic, a Latino to become the AG in your state, or you're a domestic terrorist. I think that's what we've just figured out. Those are the options now. Those are your options. That's what you've got. Congratulations. You're either, let's recognize Republicans are now America's top terror threat. Remember that? They were using that pre-election.
The biggest threat to Americans is not jihadists overseas. It's homegrown domestic terrorists inspired by white supremacists.
The gravest terrorist threat to the homeland is domestic violent extremism.
Domestic terrorism is our number one threat.
Domestic terrorism has been steadily increasing, and that threat needs to be addressed.
Domestic terrorist groups are really starting to surge in this country. It's a big concern.
We know that domestic terrorism is a grave threat, but what can we do to stop it?
What we need is to take the laws we already have and apply them to white people.
If we can go after international terrorists, why can't we do it at home?
Today, we're mostly looking at our neighbors rather than a Osama bin Laden that's far off in Afghanistan.
Bin Laden and co. didn't have supporters and sympathizers among the House Republican caucus.
The Republican Party is basically a domestic terrorist cell at this point, and they should be treated as such.
There are elements of the GOP that are starting to look like the jihadists.
Al-Qaeda wasn't umbilically linked to the American conservative movement in the way that these domestic extremists clearly are.
Domestic terrorists vote and international terrorists don't.
MAGA and the domestic terror threat is much more worrisome than any foreign threat.
Al-Qaeda wasn't white, and white terrorists have a certain advantage, a certain, what's the word I'm looking for? Privilege. White terrorists don't cause widespread fear or panic in the same way that brown terrorists with big beards tend to.
It is domestic white terror that is the greatest threat to our way of life.
Right-wing domestic violent extremism is the single greatest threat facing this country.
There is a serious right-wing domestic terrorism problem in this country.
President Trump is gone, right? And the extremists are not.
The Republican Party is the getaway driver for these domestic terrorists.
What I would call MAGA terrorists.
You're either with them or with us.
You have a Republican Party that sits mute while domestic terrorists plot the next overthrow of the U.S. government.
I don't think we've improved much since the Oklahoma City bombing. In fact, I think we may be in a worse position.
There are 100 McVeighs out there that are thinking about a bombing or thinking about an attack, and it's a much more dangerous landscape than any time in the last several decades.
Yeah, there it is. We're worse place than we were after 9/11. We're in a worse place than we were with you Republicans after Timothy McVeigh and the Oklahoma City bombing. We just elected an African-American woman, a Latino statewide office. You're either a racist or you're a domestic terrorist. You pick. That is the entire game plan to beat us in the midterms. That is all they have learned. That's all they've got to offer. Divide and conquer. Divide and conquer. Divide and conquer. Racist, terrorist, you pick. You're one of the two. You're Republican. You're either one. You're either trying to blow me up, Or you hate me because you're white. I feel good about our chances, folks. I feel good about our chances if this is what they have to offer. You want to know the best part about everything I just mentioned to you real quick? We are winning now, and we are winning now because people are starting to wake up. There's a great story that, of course, the media has not been covering. There is a truck driver by the name of Edward Durr. Truck driver Edward Durr, Republican, stunned the political world this week by defeating New Jersey State Senate President Steve Sweeney. This is like a hardcore mob boss kind of guy. He won because voters were tired of government messing with people's families, is what he said. With all precincts reporting on Wednesday, Durr led Sweeney, the state's Democratic political mob boss, by over 2,000 votes. Though the results have yet to be confirmed, Durr is likely to be certified as the victor and the state Senate District 3. He offered this interesting analysis on why he won and why Republicans did so well statewide. The main issue was rights, Durr said. People talk about how New Jersey has the highest taxes and we're the worst state for business, with high debt and so on. But bottom line is rights. It's family. When somebody's messing with your family, you'll do anything. The governor was messing with people's families. When you mess with somebody's job, their livelihood, their home, their children, people just won't take that. Durr said that New Jersey's harsh coronavirus policies have helped create a perfect storm that made his victory more than possible. It was a combination of a governor who acts like a king and a Senate president who acts like a court jester and does nothing. That made it very easy to convince people they were not being paid attention to. And when they got ignored, they got angry. You want to know the kicker? New Jersey, one of the most corrupt states in America politically. 58 years old, did more than just get lucky. He spent more than $153 that had been highlighted in his media reports. That's the amount I spent prior to the primary, he explained, somewhat exasperated by the inaccurate reporting. People said he only spent $153 to win. He said, that's not true. He said, I did spend some money. You want to know how much? This is amazing. He estimates that he spent about $8,000 to $9,000 in total, mostly on campaign literature, yard signs, and a now viral video. A viral video that he didn't even pay to get on TV. This is how a truck driver won an election against a political boss, a kingpin in New Jersey.
Hello. My name is Edward Durr. I'm running for New Jersey State Senate. I've lived here all my life, raising my three kids. In 2020, my opponent sat by and watched as Governor Murphy forced nursing homes to take in COVID-19 patients, resulting in the death of over 8,000 of our seniors. He remained silent as Governor Murphy, with his lockdown and mandates, forced the closing of over one-third of our small businesses, costing New Jersey family thousands of jobs. He has done nothing, as 7 out of every 10 moves are leaving the state, placing a heavier burden on those of us who remain. The Senate president has spent 20 years in Trenton.
higher taxes, increasing debt, and a rising cost of living. We deserve better. New Jersey, it's time for a change. So together, let's end single-party rule. Vote for me, Edward Derrick, for Senate.
That was it. A man walking in front of his house, showing his little home, getting out of his 18-wheeler, getting on his motorcycle, a hard-working man who walked door-to-door to speak to voters, having left long-haul trucking for a job working a local route close to home. He was able to use afternoons and evenings to campaign in the district with several other volunteers that worked with him. He said, I walked 3 to 4 hours on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, Saturdays and Sundays. I walked 6 to 8 hours. I usually had half a dozen volunteers. One time we went out and we had 12 to 13 go out with us, he recalled proudly. Trust me, 20 days, I did not feel like I was like walking. It was too hot. My ankles and my feet hurt. I'm not a young man anymore. I have gout, plantar fasciitis. It was a hard thing. But it was well worth it because it allowed me the opportunity to talk to every person I could possibly talk to and understand what they were feeling and get the pulse of the community. He says during one walk, he encountered his opponent, Durr, challenging him to a debate. But Sweeney blew me off. He laughed at me when I challenged him to the debate. Durr also campaigned through personal tragedy. He lost his father, Ed Sr., just last week. He has 3 children from a previous marriage, Heather, Eddie, Melissa. He remarried in 2018, and his wife, Lynn, supported his efforts on the campaign trail as well. Durr is a fan of conservative media. He said, I watched a lot of Greg Gutfeld, Newsmax, One America, he said. He listens to Dan Bongino, Stephen Crowder, and others. Though he has soured on Fox, he said, since the 2020 election. He said he watches Mark Levin's Life, Liberty, and Levin on Sunday evenings. Asked whether his life would change, he said, I've already changed now. Everybody knows my name. He reflected, then added, and I'm going to change. Am I going to change? No. I'm always going to be me, the blue-collar guy. I never once worried that somebody that what somebody said about me. I'll always be who I am. My parents were great parents. One thing I can guarantee, you're getting a person who's going to fight for you, who lives to get into the fight. As to what his first fight will be about, he offered a surprise answer. He said, special needs children. He said, a fellow candidate, he recalled, had a Down syndrome child who, like other children, had to spend a year at home instead of at school. But when schools reopened, the child had aged out of his special needs program after having lost a crucial year. That issue could have been addressed before the pandemic, Durr said. There should not be an age-out time. He said, that's where I'm starting. He also said he's going to help businesses that were destroyed by the government's pandemic policies, such as rent moratorium. He said, quote, how many of these landlords are just moms and dads supplementing their Social Security income, he asked. That is wrong. You're telling me these people, they have to go broke because they have to be Mr. King? This is what happens when Democrats don't pay attention to what's going on in real America. This is what happens. A man who can spend $8,000 to beat a 30-year political mob boss in New Jersey, who's a truck driver, because people refuse to pay attention. You keep calling us terrorists and racists, we're going to win elections. Keep it up, Democrats. Keep it up. Share our podcast. Please write us a review. Hit that subscribe button. It's free to get the show every day. Hit that auto download button so you can hear the show every day. And I will see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.